not with the
Koyama Hashem
alone, and
Moshe Rabbeinu
is discovered both with Koyama Hashem and with Zeh Adamah.
So Lechura, it's, and first of all, you're talking about a fundamental difference in the Nevuah between the Nevuah Moshe and the Nevuah Shai Nevuah.
It's a very strange place to put in a fundamental difference in the Nevuah. I mean, the difference in the Nevuah Moshe and other Nevi'im is in Bala Yisrael, where they locate Moshe Abdi, and that's where the Rambam learns that there's more than all the differences in the Nevuah between the two Nevi'im. And that's the right place for it. I mean, it stuck into Matthew's, the parasha here, which doesn't seem to have any particular reason for being here. It could have been any one of 100 other mitzvahs. So, I say that the place to be Megala Zeh Adavah is over here in the parasha. I don't understand why. Also, it's strange that the lesson in Rashi is that all of the Imam is Nabi, Moshe Rabbeinu is Nabi with the Koyama Hashem, and all of the Imam is Nabi with Koyama Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Milo is the Nabi with Zeh Adavah. Lechura, if Moshe Rabbeinu's Darga, Lamashal, you never, Lechura, it's strange to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is Nabi with Asaklai Amira, and other Nevi'im are not, and Moshe Rabbeinu can also be misnabe not to Asaklai Amira.
I would say a lot like that would be very, very strange, because it's like saying that this person can run a mile in 4 minutes, and he can run a mile in 8 minutes.
Well, of course, if he can run a mile in 4 minutes, he can run in 8 minutes. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu has a diagram of Nevuah Zeh Adamah. So Koyamar is just a watered-down version of it.
It's mashmah that it's not that Koyamar is a watered-down version of Zeh Adamah, but there are times when the Nevuah of Zeh Adamah is only Moshe at that height of Nevuah, and there are times when the Nevuah is a Koyamar Hashem, and that
everyone has, and Moshe also has, because there is no Zeh Adamah.
So we would like to understand what are the Nyanis that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Koyamar Hashem, and the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is because that's the only way to place the session of was a Kriyam Hashem, and then in Zeh Adavah, those in Yanim that are Zeh Adavah, only Moshe is Shaykhareh. So we'd have to understand the difference between Zeh Adavah and Kriyam Hashem, and the Nafgamin is where one applies where one doesn't. The Yanim of Nidorim, which is the goof of the parasha, it's a very strange, the whole surah of the Isser, it says, Ishki Roner Hashem lo yachol dvarim. It doesn't say that if a person asks for something, he's not allowed to do it. Lo yachol dvarim. The usual, the normal lashon in the Torah of somebody doing wrong is being over on the Dvar Hashem. Over on dvarim is the lashon where a person does not do the way he said. Here you find a strange union of lo yachol dvarim. The whole heter of Nedarim is learned out of here, and also it's strange. It says, "Who in a mechal of acherim mechalim mechalim." The din is you need either a chacham or a bezin of a gezin. But the mashmos is, "Aval acherim mechalim" means as long as he's not the one that's mechal before, it's good enough. It's hard to understand what that. If the halacha is that the achirim of Nedarim, that a meichel, are a bezin or a chacham, but the mashmos in the limud is that as long as achirim of mechal dibur, it's good. What does it mean achirim of mechal dibur? One more Indian about this, about the Nedarim of the Shavuos. There's a Ramban here. The Ramban says a very difficult Ramban. It's Kabbalistic, very Kabbalistic. But at least the Rashi, I mean, at least just what he's saying. The Ramban here says that Neder and Shavuot come from two different inyanim. They come from two different achazos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, whatever the inyanim that goes into means, but he comes out that Neder is a much higher daiva than Shavuot. And he's not the only one. I mean, they all say this. It's all comes from the same makor that Neder is a type of chiyuv that, in a certain sense, is higher than Shavuot, which is counter to what we know from the Dharam, pretty much. Shavua does a shout out to you, Matthew Shavua, Shavua is B'Shem Hashem, Kaloilum Kulis does there when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Leisish Balashav, Leisish Hashmirashav. I mean, in the Shaila, if you can be Matthew Shavua with a shame, the Shaila would be Niskak to Heta Shavua. Shavua definitely sounds a lot more chamur in Yonim of Nidorim than does another. not Rav, I mean, in those in Yon Lamashal, by Ksubasisha, they didn't want it to be Nishbat, they were attacking that she should make a Neder. I mean, Neder was like a sort of an easy way out of the Shavua. And yet the Ramban everyone got it to say Makar, they all speak about Neder being from a much higher Makar than Shavua, much deeper and higher. I'd like to understand where it's best to come. Where do we, if you already said Neder, where do we see the Yoinus of Neder over Shavua? Okay, let's understand the first if we were asked to give an example, how would we describe the tachlos of Avedis Adam? What is Avedis Adam? So we would say that Avedis Adam is to do good things. Yeah, there's mitzvah, there's Avedis, there's not to do Avedis, there's mitzvah. That would be the description of in my that is not, it's a very incomplete answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria in an oifen where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Reishis Bara, the Targum says, the Chokhmah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world of Chokhmah. Vayoyimah Yehi Oyer, and he said, Yehi Oyer, Vayehi Oyer. The Rashi says that all the Nivroim in Reishis were under, Rashi makes the theorem Sukkim, and he says they were all under the ground, and they pushed their head up, or whatever, they came out on the day of the Bria. Now everything was ready, just waiting to be pushed out. To create, to say that a person does mitzvah, a person does things, is a ke'ilu that there's a Bria chadash in the world, ke'ilu that something, that the person ke'ilu is doing something, making something, that's not the inyan of Avedis Adam. The inyan of Avedis Adam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different levels of his galus. The first level is machshavoytzeichem. A more tangible level is dibur, leyashet voyereikom, and finally there's maisa. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is the tachlis of the world is to be megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. There are those in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala his Ratzin in the most final form possible. He created earth, he created stones, he created racks. Those are things. That it finishes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin created rack exists with the rack. The Zem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin to create a person exists with the person. Those are in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzin came to full fruition. There are those in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria only as a tivui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Gedilin Tasalacha. So in the Bria, all it is a dibur of Gedilin. And we have to go and make tzitzis. We have to complete the tzitzis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, Arul, with a tivui of Yimol Besar Lachem. And in other words, the Ratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu only got up to the level of a tivui. And the person goes ahead and he brings that Lamaitza. So the world is a world of bringing down in Yonim Ratzin and Dibur into Metzias. Or called Nakarach Lapoyel. You use any lashon you want to use. But the word is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created layers of, from Ratzin to Maisa, there's a lot of different levels. And a person's tachlis is to bridge the two and to bring bring down Ratzin into the Matthias. There's a famous targum that every old tradition quote. It says, Leisucha lechol bisharecha. So Leisucha, the targum is metargum leslach reshu. Doesn't mean you can't. The word can't means you physically can't. So the targum is a targum means you're not allowed to. You're not permitted to. So the Vol says, leslacha, it says Leisucha, you can't. The translation of you can't is you don't have permission. In other words, the Avera is, you're supposed to understand not being allowed to and not being able to. A famous Kaskavar that once the Kaska Rebbe's Shamas came running in and said that someone stole the Rebbe's coat. And the Rebbe said, what do you mean someone stole? It says, like, and he said, the person says that for 30 years afterwards, he couldn't figure out how someone could make up with a coat. And so by the Kaska, his words was so forceful that when he said it, it became a metzias. It's like saying somebody floated away. It can't be. In other words, that a metzias of that something become a metzias, that is Avodas Adam. Another, in a different place, where you see something, says, the Gemara says, Ein v'dovet bo ad shechalo kol ha'neshamos sheveguf, that Mashiach won't come until all the neshamos will come to this world. Guf means Rashi says it's like a storehouse of neshamos, and the v'dovet doesn't come until all the neshamos found their way in this world. It means the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the world with a little bit metzias and a lot of potential. And the seif habriya, the seif, the tikkun is when everything that was there potentially becomes a metzias. Every neshama that becomes, doesn't get a guf, is still not, it's still not metukin. And mainly you don't have the seif pasuk of the world. That's the taichim. So the tikkun made him that the adam, task of the adam is to take things in the world that are of a more spiritual level, of a more ruchnis level, and give it a metzias. Take another Indian, where Adam is called a medaber. And like we mentioned maybe once before, the fact that a person can simply communicate to tell somebody else where there's an enemy, elephants can also do that. I mean, just to warn someone else and to say, you know, this is that, that's not, I mean, that's a medaber. I mean, all the Baal Chaim have different signals. They bark, they say, love him, El Yor Baalir, Slav Him Seichakim, Nahoz Baalir, Slav Him Beichim. There's no, that's not, the fact that the signal to each other is not Chayach HaDibur. Chayach HaDibur expresses itself in two ways. One way, now we speak about different times, is that a person can take an idea and translate it into the realities of the world. Real ideas, a person is not capable of sharing with someone else. Everybody knows there's a certain level of deeper feelings and understandings that a person just finds it too difficult to put into words. So one idea of a medaber is that a person can go and take things and make them, he can give words to things that are just vague ideas. But there's a second nekuda medaber, which is a more, a stronger point in Maisa. There is no such thing, in the reality of the world around them, there's doimim, there's semeach, there's chai. Adam being a medaber means that when a person says something, he does it. The fact that a person, in the world around, deeper is not a reality. You said, if you did something, if you broke something, you broke it, that's that. If you built something, you built it. If you said you'll build it, or you said you'll break it, that saying is a meaningless entity in this world. In this world, it's speech is nothing, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deeper. But for human deeper, Adamim is a medaber means that his metzias in this world is that Dibur becomes a Messiah. Let's sharpen it a drop. Rabbi Yonah says that Emes is Miyasoidus HaNefesh. Of the Midos, Emes is not just a good thing to do, a nice thing to do, or whatever. Emes is Miyasoidus HaNefesh. It's kilu fundamental to the very Messiahs of Adam. Because that's the prava on Adam. If a person says things that maybe are true, maybe not true, so then Dibur remains not a metzias. If a person promises things and delivers or doesn't deliver, then again, Dibur did not become part of this world. Adam becoming part of this world meant that Dibur came down to this world, and even though Dibur is something which is, and I said I'll break it, but if the things are broken, I said I'll build it, the things are built, the third is when the person says it, then it's done. It's a metzias. If the person said this happened, then that's a metzias. So the yisoid of Adam, since Adam is a medaber, the yisoid of Adam is that he takes the burim and it becomes a metzias. In a little bit more of a fine eifin, let's take it in a different eifin, the loisucha lecho v'sharecho means that just like a person does not, just like a person can't eat something that looks bad or smells, or it's poisonous. A badass won't touch something that's poisonous. If the thing is usher, then it's for him a chefter of Issa. It's not. It's a Messias that's usher. So if the person is a medavet with a Dvar Hashem that says leisuchal lechol, where the Dvar Hashem is less lecha rishut, then it's leisuchal. That Adam brings into this world a dimension that ideals and tzivuyim and ruchnius are as much a metzius as a physical metzius. I once had a hagasha. I was looking from out my window on a highway, and I saw the cars, like all of a sudden, straight line of cars started curving, and then going back straight again, sort of looping out. So I said to myself, I can't see it, but there must be an accident or an obstacle there. And I thought to myself, maybe that's like the union, like Eruv or Mechir. Some people tie it that when you do these things, Yonim, it's clearly you're avoiding the Torah. The Torah says you shouldn't carry, and you build an Eruv, so you can carry. The Torah says you shouldn't have chametz yourself to grow. You can, the tachlis, the mitzvahs are given to become a metziah. Avoiding it, just like I can see a tree or an obstacle when I see the obstacle, when I see the cars going around it, it confirms the metziah as well. If the word is that when I carry something, I look around to see if I'm fenced in or not, that gives Shabbos and Mokum as much a metziah as if I don't carry. If I sell the chametz, I don't hold on to any chametz, the chametz becomes a metziah. It becomes a reality through my maisa because it makes no difference. If I stand in line to get immunized for disease, it tells me that polio is a metziah as much as if somebody would have polio. The fact that everybody goes and gets a shot against this or that or the other thing is kaveh as metziah the world, not less than seeing the chayla itself. My mom was good. Of all the mitzvahs, where the kiyum itself lies in this plane of dibur becoming a metziah, it lies most strongly in the Dara and Shavuot. The whole parasha of Haflah. Haflah is called Haflah, it's interesting. On the one hand, the word Haflah means to be mefarish. Like by Nazir, a special din of Haflah would have to be set up to fairish. On the other hand, Haflah means something that is extraordinary, like a Pella. Nebuchadnezzar says it by Nazir, that it's a Pella, that it doesn't think different in the world. The whole world is a Taiva. Both are true. In other words, Haflah is where things that are not part of the Messiah become Messiah. The Inyonim that are Muflo'im, that are above a person. It's an idea, it's a thought, it's a promise, it's a wish, whatever you want to call it. And then I specify it becomes a Messiah. That is the Inyon of Nedarim and Shavuos. So in the Messiah of Nedarim and Shavuos, the Torah gave us a mitzvah where, in the sharpest way possible, you have this the hair of Dibur becoming a reality and a Messiah of a person. And emes, in the sense of keeping what you said, and what you said being absolutely emes, Shua Shekesh, and so on, or Shua Shav, those are nyanim where the Dibur is either meaningless Dibur, Lamasha Shua Shav is where the Dibur itself is not a Messiah because it's not saying anything. But those are the nyanim of the Dharma Shavuos. Lamasha, you find a din in the Dharma Shavuos that could be the Levi Shavuos. The lave and the pair have to be of the same context. Because the Metzius of Nether is taking lave and making pair of it, and taking pair and making mice out of it. It's making a Metzius between those three and young. That is, so you have a pair of lever shoving. The opposite of a good Nether is a Nether that's the chulal. The word chulal means empty, hollow, not concrete. The opposite, the tachlis of Nether is that the burim have in themselves a metzias. They're concrete. As concrete as a table is, when I say this is a table, or I say I'll put it in a table, it's the same solidity. When I disregard my Nether, it's not that I was over on it as much as the whole metzias of Dibur became by me the cholo. It became hollowed out. The word cholo means hollow. It becomes empty, hollow, and so on. Just like the word cholo, meaning a dead body, means a kufir out. The same thing, the cholo here means it's empty. So when a person, so in the Dorim, the opposite of a good nether is a nether that is mechulo. The way in which you matter a nether is called, is by being mafkia, the das from the dibur. You know, we get to a point and we say, daitcha Allah, did you have this in mind when you made the nether? So by showing that at this point of the dibur, it's a hollow dibur be'etzim. It was a dibur of just words be'etzim, then the nether is not a nether.
if the das was there and the words were words, so I'm a chuyif to bring it out for Elam HaMaisa. But if the dibur was not was a worthless dibur to start with, it was a dibur, a contentless dibur, because there was no das in it, then the mail is going to be mekayim it. Because if the core is empty, then if you put two layers around it, it's still nothing. So the mitzvahs of being matan neder is that acherim amechalal, because I in my das thought that it's a good dibur, but someone else with a bigger das comes and shows me that there was no das for it. So if the das is muska from it, so the mele there is no kiyum of a dibur. There's a Mishnah in Chagiga, an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says, it's a strange Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about different in Chalakim of Torah. And it says, Hataras Nadarim Pirchin Ba'avim. Hataras Nadarim are, they float in the air. Now, the Mishnah over there speaks about different Chalakim of Torah. Some Chalakim of Torah, the Torah of Iksav, is a lot. And some Chalakim of Torah, like Shabbos, it's like Chorim Athuim B'Sairis, it's, you have a lot of halachas on a few psukim that have to hold up all these halachas, and Hetter Nedarim is completely not supported by the Torah Shebiksav, and it's all Mesiris. That's what Rabbi Nissim says over there, but that's what it means. It's Pshat the Mishnah. The Oimek HaDavar is Haka. In other words, the Maral says, we've got on another Mishnah in Chagiga, when he speaks about that Arayas, you can't learn Arayas with Gimel, and you can't learn Ma'aseh Bereishis with Shtayim, and you can't learn Ma'aseh Avarechot. The Maral says the tzura that you teach a particular piece of Torah is in direct, it reflects the teichon of Torah. So Ma'aseh Bereishis is a teichon which can only be learned with one at a time. However, explains it. Arayas is something you can only learn with two. The tzura of the learning of Torah reflects the teichon of Torah as well. Hetzin Adarim Pereches Ba'avim is the correct oifin of learning Hetzer Nedarim. In other words, Hetzer Nedarim is where the Mitzvahs and the Teichon became completely disjunct. They became completely disconnected. That's the Mitzvahs of Hetzer Nedarim. So b'meila, Hetzer Nedarim, Parchah Ba'avir, that Chelek HaTorah should be like that. Or if you want to say B'darach Melitzadik, Hetzer Nedarim, Parchah Ba'avir means the Hetzer Nedarim is that Nedar has nothing to be Semechon. It's Perech Ba'avir. It's words. It's words that don't rest on anything. They don't stand on solid ground. That's what everyone says to that Melitza. But mitzvah the teichon, it's like the first thing produced, like the maral. Okay, so we have the parasha, and in that sense, the dorim are a higher dagger than shavuot, because a shavuot b'derech klal is on a maisa. A person says, I swear I'll do this, I won't do this, I'll eat this, I won't eat this. Those are the etzem transient inyonim. Those are things doing it. Every act is a transient act. Neder has the ability to take a chafetz and make it into a metzias of something. So b'meila, the neder is on a higher darga in the sense that you see it can take a chafetz and become completely a chafetz. So in the chumrah of Shavuah, the fact that using Shem Hashem and different avadah has a tzad chumrah, that's why you would rather not be master it and so on, because of the nyanim that you're touching on Shem Hashem. But mitzad, the uftu of neder, neder is a much stronger uftu mitzad in yoni nedarim, because the neder is the ability to become like a mitzias as strong as possible. An action is never real mitzias. It's always a transient mitzias. A cheftza is mitzias in its profoundest sense, and the mela that becomes, that has a stronger sheirish, and the mela goes much further. I mean, without understanding what he's saying and why he's saying about, but definitely that's the nekuda here. By making an object into hegdish and so on, it shows it as a higher cherish. One more Ian in the Durham that we understand with this. The Mishnah says that there's Kinivei Rishoyim, there's different oifanim of neder, some is a mitzvah, some is an avera, and Nazirus is the one that the Gemara elaborates the most on. So you might say the Maitre with Shimon HaTzadik that there's Pachas Lav Yitzroy, and he says, oh, that's the type of neder in Ephraim and the Ephraim. The Gemara says, so Pashtas, I mean, the way everybody learns and says is that normally not that we mitzvah yourself. A person is not supposed to mitzvah himself in this world, but those in Yonim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accept to control Yitzhahara, you got to be good yourself. So somebody has Yitzhahara for Macholot Asuris, a person can be Mernay himself for certain Macholot and so on. That's the Pashtas Pashtas in the Yonim. But over there, by by Rabbi Shmuel it says that the reason why he didn't like these from the Karbanis was because they would get tamei and it would start schlepping, and the liyamim hayimischartim from the naziris, and the meila wasn't aver. They would mischart from it and so on. The pshat is what we spoke 2 weeks ago, that anything that's emes lists. So if a person's most pneumistic eruption is to do the right thing, like it doesn't all the famous Rambam Makna Tashem, right, Sunny, that's his pneumistic eruption. So when a person's nether or nazirus, when a person's nazirus hooks onto a sheirish of the Baal Hashem, then that becomes emes in the fullest sense of the word. It becomes a real metzias. And therefore, as long as it schleps, the person knows he's doing the right thing. When a nazirus comes from any source but the emes, a person becomes a nazir because he's angry at somebody. A person becomes a nazir to prove a point. A person became a nazir just as a way to prove a second point. If this is not true, I'm going to be a nazir, and so on. If a person latches on nazirus or something else, then the pshat is, in the long run, the person can't hold on to it. Because that which is not emes doesn't live. And the nela, it's a mechulul dik nazirus. It's a nazirus that's hanging on the air to start with. He's not an emes and nazir, because there's no emes to that nazirus. There's no teichin to that nazirus. Let's go back to the first point you mentioned about the Nevuah. The Maral says, we asked about Moshe Rabbeinu, the difference between Zeh HaDava and the Koyam HaShem. So Maral says Chilik, and his Chilik is those in Yanim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mechadish Dava Ba'olamai, like a Nez, an event, those can only be given Koyam HaShem. And Moshe Rabbeinu also can only get it per Masha. Per Masha, Shem b'chatzoi salayla, kichatzoi salayla, you know, everyone. Sayim, we kill the b'chayr, t'chul v'chul v'chul. Those in Yanim that are Seder Kavua Ba'ilam, those are the only things that can give us their Dava. Those are the Yanim that are given us Katam Yira. And that Moshe Rabbeinu is capable of doing. So the Maral gives us the guideline that it definitely there are two types of Nevuah. There are Nevuahs dealing with one-time events, and those in Yanim can only be with Koyamar, and then you have things that are permanent in Yanim, they become part of the Seder Kavua Ba'ilam, those are given Zeh HaDava, and only Moshe Shechter. So all the Nevi'im can say, you know, Koyamar Hashem, you know, Melech Sancheir is going to come, Melech Bavel is going to come, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and Meirech Gisa, but the Zeh HaDava is things that only Moshe Ben Shechter. That's the guidelines the Maral gives us. I'd like to explain the Likud behind the guideline. What is let's say there's a Koyamar and Zeh HaDava. If a person says something, so usually a guy comes and says, I will never ever agree to this or that. When he leaves, I turn to the person next to me and I'll say, you know, what he means to say is he's going to have to become despised before he'll give in. Or you'll have to concede something before he's going to do it. Or he wants you to beg for it, he'll give it to you. When a person says something, I usually have an idea about what he means. I can't really pinpoint the inner rust. On the other hand, when a person does something, I can say, this is what he did. I don't know what he wanted, I don't know what he meant, I don't know what is it, but this is the material. He broke the table, he fixed the table, whatever it is. In Divrei Hashem, there are two mahalchim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu megal himself. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being megala, a temporary event, you never ever have it trapped into a metzias. You can't be done from something. You can't be makish. You can't learn from Divrei Kabbalah. All the people on Mashal quote Psukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, well, he told Avraham Avinu, you know, ki chol haaretz natati lecha. And that's why we have to keep the Yitzhak, whatever it is. Those are psukim that you cannot darshan halacha. Obviously, I mean, anyone who learns halacha. Any psukim that are given in the context of one-time events, all the only the hair we have in it is Koyam HaHashem. We can learn the Musa, we can learn the Kalalistic understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sein Yara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps Chai Yitzhak when they do Toiv. We can learn up a lot of parashas of the Erech. It's a spakarish and a mirror, because if it only reached this world as a transient event, means it never became a metzias. Our tefisa in things that are not metzias are only approximate. No idea of the concept, like a svara. You can, a halacha mishabura, you can say exactly like this. It's 33 centimeters exact. A svara, in understanding Shad Rambam, you can never put it into so many words. You keep sharpening it to get to the heritage. But that's the type of oifin, an idea in this gala always approximate. So anything that deals with a transient event that happens, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish davar beilamai, and it's not a permanent, that deals on that the koyamar Hashem type of thing, even for Moshe Rabbeinu, because that's the nature of such a gilui. Mitzvahs, where Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, take oyer of a behema tahira, and be ma'abedit lishma, and cut, make it this size, and with a ribua, and so on and so forth, this is tefillin, this is becoming a chafetz. Even on the dag of Torah, it's a chafetz. I can be dan and lomid and makish. I treat it as an absolute mitzvah. I can shtol tzu, I can upschlag, I can and learn anything I can dash from it with clear logic. I can learn from it, and it's a chafetz. That's called zeh hadav. The thing became a chafetz. It's not koyomar Hashem, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and let's try to figure out what he means. That figuring out can never ever be nitfat with the exactness and the tangibility of a mitzvah. A mitzvah is a zeh hadavah. I once said there's a vertel, Siddush vertel, to quote unquote nak literature. It says the chassid wants to know what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, and the litvak wants to know what the shavarach wants, which is kilo. No, that's much better. He wants it. So I told him once, it's true, except that what the shavarach wants, everybody knows. What a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants, a lot of different opinions. So as far as being able to know that you're in Derech Yisharah, when you start with the Shacharach, you know that you started right. And when you start with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's very, very tricky, because there's a lot of different opinions on that one. That's not a tangible thing. Nevuahs of Zeh HaDavah are a chafetz, and you can be Dam and Lamed and Makish and Mafrich and Metaritz and Mekalchot, anything you want. Koyamar is a different type of gift. That's why this is where Zeh HaDavah becomes this gala in our parasha, because that's the mitzvah where Diburim became Cheftis. I always heard my Rebbe Meir Shpirtz a lot of times that the word Dover means Lashon Kodesh both Dibur and Cheftis. Zeh HaDover, the Gilui, that there's a type of Nevuah called Zeh HaDover, that the Vayar Hashem becomes a Cheftis, you see it because we have a mitzvah of Nedarim. We have a Chiyuv of Nedarim, and that's where you see that the Shaykh HaMetzius, where a Dibur becomes a Dover. In two pratim, since we've explained in Lamaisa, since we're dealing with the Indian of how things have become Lamaisa, it has two oifanim. The first thing is a person has to understand the only way in which machshava, ritzonus, goals, aspirations, and things become a reality is if the emes. If a person is living in a world of fantasy, that's not, it doesn't, those things don't become a mitzvah. If it's not emes, if the things don't have a sheirish, where this is taka emes for the person, those things will never become a mitzvah. But the whole area of a person being mekayim dvar, of a person living up to a pledge, a promise, a kabbalah, all those in yonim, it's very important, it's very chashuv. In as much as a person matures, he learns to know what he can do. And more important than what the person did was how much was this a fleshing, how much was this a realization of a tachlis. A person's doing good things is a random act. The Surah Adam is a medaber where a person can make goals, promises, the whole range of inyanim that we consider to be ideals, and make them a mitzvah. When a person is determined, and if a person promised something, he always does it, no matter what. So you look at it as a Mr. Snefesh for doing a mitzvah, of emes or nedarim, whatever. It's much deeper than that. It means that is the ikat suras adam. Suras adam is where things for him are a mitzvah. I remember my shvelz and bracha came from a very different, it was from a very literal shechayda. And when a person when something had to be done, he was very incapable of saying Musar, why you should do it, to explain the rewards of Olam Haba and the rewards of Olam Hazeh. And his usual thing was, Mimus, I don't know, it's got to be done. There was no, what is it to talk about? It has to be done. And if you weren't allowed to do something, I felt it was his only comment was, how can you? It was fast, yes sir. In his mind there was a gibbuf dvarim ba'alma to say Musa Shmuz. What do you mean? If you have to, you have to. And if you can't, you can't. What more is there? It's like saying you can't go because there's a brick wall over there. The metzias by Gdol HaOlam, and it was a certain chinuch. Sometimes the burim yaseirim amigareya. If somebody gets drowned in a yam of mishalim and the burim and who knows what, you're watering it down to an ideal. There was a certain nekuda in that mahalach where the burim and metzias are one and the same. If the Torah says less lecha rishu, then it's like sukha. Then you can't. The koyach of Adam is the essence of Adam. The koyach of emes in Adam, the koyach of medaber in Adam, the koyach of medaber in Adam is that balechayim, the asayin could only not go when there's a wall there. That's for the asayin. For us, then we have a chiyuv of for us the burim, sivuyim, and so on. They become a metzias, and if a person's over, then at the bottom of every aver is a layachal dvar. He takes the burim and makes them reikom. Atzuris adam is that he's medabed the burim a metzias, and chal shom person over it, then the burim are just mechul. I still remember vaguely, he was dictified 25 years ago, and he wrote a sefer on all of Tanakh called Eved HaMelech. What he does is, he shows him every pasuk, I mean, all the chiyuv a person to learn, and the mitzvahs. He was chazal, but he lived it. In other words, every time a pasuk was, but it's a very different darga. It's a darga that you can't apply to anywhere near the exactness. You can't have a mass of matan. If the B'Yashayla had to deal with a situation, should we deal with Darren, should we deal with Muhammad? It's different deus, but you couldn't have a vikuach at the Shatrat Hari of Allah, but a different type of...
Like drinking the
Gemara, Kabbalah's Peshkin and nobody has ever had. So you go learn to other young, but it's not, it's very clear, I remember the whole Truvach about learning from the Rekoda, from Musa, it actually Truvah Lamaita, there was a certain Indian where somebody wrote a very strong psak built on the Rekoda, and he's very stark about it. It was a Sakhar Rav, actually. And the Moshe writes very strongly about, Divya Gadda Bim Kaira, it's built on, Chazal says, Divya Gadda is, a person is supposed to learn how, first they want to, but it's a different type of living stuff.